Welcome to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where we explore all things self-love, manifestations, and relationships with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. So be sure to subscribe, share, and join us on Patreon. Candy Washington, and I'm so grateful for our time together. So before we dive into today's episode, which is the top five ways to manifest anything you want, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share if you're listening to this on one of our podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a five-star review and follow or subscribe the podcast. And if you're watching this on YouTube, also subscribe, like the video, and leave a comment. And don't forget to share, because your journey to self-love, self-respect, and self-worth is always easier with a friend. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode, which is the top five ways to manifest anything you want. So let's first start out with, what is manifestation? So the way I define manifestation is just creating your reality. But there's a difference between creating your reality, which is what we're constantly doing at all times, our subconscious mind, our habit, our self-talk, all of that goes into creating our own reality. The difference is whether or not you are consciously doing it or unconsciously doing it. By unconsciously doing it, you're sort of just on autopilot. You're going with the flow. Life is happening to you. You don't really feel like you have a clear vision or a clear path for your life. Things just happen and you just are reacting to what's happening. When the truth is, at all times, you are actually in control of what is showing up in your life, but you're just doing it unconsciously because you're not actually making that decision to consciously create your life. Now, conscious manifestation is when you have a clear vision for your life. You set manifestation goals. You set goals in your life. You are deciding the trajectory of your life and what you want to show up and what you want to happen for you. So one is unconscious, which is just things just happen and I'm reacting to it. And the second is consciously, which is I'm deciding what I want to show up in my life. And even if when things show up in my life that I don't may or may not want, I'm consciously deciding how I react to it. So you are consciously making the decision. You are living your life purposely and you have intentionality. So again, to me, manifestation is just creating your reality, creating what shows up in your life. There are so many five ways of manifesting anything you want. This could be a car, a house, an apartment, a relationship, money, trips, anything you want, you know, even how your appearance, even what you look like, just anything you want. To me, these are the top five ways to bring forth your manifestation. So the first way is through affirmations. And to me, affirmations go beyond just saying, I am worthy, I am valuable, I am wealthy, I am this, right? Those are great. But I think you have to really feel it. And you also have to shift those affirmations into your mindset, your subconscious mind, and also into your self-talk. And I think that is really the missing piece. It's sure you want to affirm things. I am this, I am that, I am great. But if you don't feel it, if you don't feel it for yourself, it kind of feels like you're lying to yourself. It kind of feels like you're just saying these things like in the mirror. I am love. I am wealth. I am joy. Like if you don't actually feel it, it's not going to really make an impact. It's not going to change your assumption about yourself. So I really want you to take your affirmations and turn them into more of mantras and more into sentences. Like, I am so worthy and deserving of love. Everything always works out in my favor. You know, I constantly attract wealth and abundance. You know, everyone loves me and wants to help me take care of myself or do whatever it is, you know, whatever you're seeking is, you know. If it's a new home, you know, it's like, oh, I love decorating my new home. It looks exactly the way I want it to look, right? You see the difference? you're actually putting in your personality. You're actually putting in yourself into it. You're putting your feeling into it. So it's sure you want to have affirmations, but affirmations is just, what are you saying yes to? What are you affirming into your life? And that is also tied into your self-talk and into your mindset. Because affirmations aren't just positive. Affirmations is just, what are you saying yes to? What are you saying you believe? So if you walk around all day and you're saying, oh gosh, I'm so stupid. Men only want me for one thing. Women only want me for one thing. You know, nothing ever works out for me. Of course I didn't get the job. Of course I didn't work out. You know, that's just my luck. You know, whatever negative, I'm so fat, I'm so thin, I'm too this, I'm too that, you know, whatever negative self-talk you have, that is also an affirmation. That is what you are saying yes to. That is what you are decreeing and declaring that you are, and that your life, and that is what your life is. So if you're walking around all day talking negatively to yourself, and a lot of times, again, it's unconscious, which is just, we don't even realize, or we don't have the awareness that we're doing it. So if you want to know how you actually feel about yourself, take a log. Write down the thoughts that you have about yourself. Do you tell yourself, oh, I'm so forgetful. Oh, I'm so clumsy. I'm horrible with money. Gosh, you know, I'm horrible in relationships. You know, I only date this type of man. I only date this type of woman. Only this happens to me. Or, you know, I can never make that amount of money. Or this, or that's only available or open to a certain type of person. And that's not me. Write down. Are you telling yourself you're too stupid, you're too fat, you're too this, whatever it is? Write down your thoughts and then read them back to yourself as if you were speaking to a child or to your best friend. If what you're saying to yourself isn't loving and life-affirming, that is a huge sign that what you are affirming in your life is negative. And not even what you want, but it's what you believe. It's what you assume that you are worthy and deserving of. And it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. What you believe about yourself, what you believe is capable of you, is what shows up in your life. If you don't believe you are worthy and deserving of more, then there is no room or space for more to show up for you. So it's not, I get this and then I believe I'm good enough. It's know and believe you're good enough. And then whatever it is will show up. It's not lying to yourself. It's not tricking yourself. It's consciously making the decision to know that you are worthy and deserving of whatever it is you want in this life. And consciously making the decision to decree and declare that for yourself. It's not lying, it's creating. So to me, that's the first one and probably the most important one. Be super mindful of what your mindset is, what your self-talk is, and consciously affirm what it is that you actually want to show up in your life, not what is lacking in your life, and really evaluate your self-belief system. Because you don't get what you want, you get what you believe. The second way to manifest anything you want, I'm sure you guys have all heard about this, is visualization. So visualization is just when you go into your imagination and you see yourself living out the things that you want to have happen. You see yourself living in your new house. You see yourself driving your new car. You see yourself stepping into your new office at your new job. You see yourself on that vacation you want. You see yourself with your loving, you know, partner in life. You see yourself at your ideal, you know, weight or height or whatever it is, right? You see yourself in it. You visualize it. I forgot who said it, but if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. And that is so true. Your imagination is so powerful. And before the world can see it, the mind has to imagine it. You have to be able to see it for yourself. See it for yourself. What is your vision? Visualize it. I'm a huge, huge proponent of vision boards, digital or actual, you know, board where it's like a poster board of it. And by visual, I meant digital. So digital, you could make one on your computer, you know, get all the pictures that you want, then print it out, have it as your screensaver, have it as your wallpaper. Me, I print mine out and I have it in my my room. So when I wake up, I see it. When I go to bed, I see it. When I journal, I see it. Visualize, see it. You want to imprint your subconscious mind that is for you. Another trick that I do with visualization is that if I see something out in the world that I want, you know, if I'm flipping through a magazine, it's a really cool thing I want, I say, yes, that is for me. Or if I'm out and I see a really, you know, I don't know, whatever it could be. I'm just making something up right now. If it's like a house or a car or whatever it is, if I see it and I'm like, yes, that is for me. I'm affirming that is for me, that I'm worthy of it, I'm deserving of it, and I'm the type of person who gets what I want. Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this. A journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses. I'm affirming it. I see it and I declare it. If I see something out in the world, I'm like, yep, that's for me. That's for me. That's for me. And it shows up. In one way, form, or another, it shows up. But it's because I believe that I am worthy of it. And it's because I am making the conscious decision, the choice, that this is what I am creating for my life. The third is called visioning. And this is different from visualizing. So again, visualizing is, I'm going to go into my imagination. I'm going to create a vision board for this. I already know what I want, and I'm imagining it as if I am in it. That's visualizing. Visioning is when you go into a meditation, you go into your quiet place, you go inward, and you ask for guidance from God, infinite spirit, source, love, the universe, whatever language you want to put on it. Again, I'm not promoting any particular religion. That's not what this is about. But any higher power or intuition or guidance, you can even just ask your own intuition or your own wisdom. Whatever your belief system is your belief system. This has nothing to do with religion. But you go inward and you say, infinite spirit, God, intuition, wisdom, whatever language you want to put on it. And in your mind, whatever it is that you want to manifest, whatever it is you need guidance on, you ask, you know, show me the way to my new promotion. Show me the way to my new job. Show me the way to being open to receive, you know, romantic love or a partnership or whatever it is you want. X. And then you go into that quiet space and then you're open to receive that guidance. Visioning is when the vision comes to you. Visualizing is when you create the vision for yourself. It's that visioning is that inner guidance that you get. You can also do this through journaling. So one way is through meditation, where you go in, you get quiet, focus on your breathing. You ask whatever it is you want to ask for guidance to show you the way to whatever it is. And then you'd be open to receive it, whether it's sometimes it's a sentence, sometimes it's a image, you know, sometimes it the next day you get something that brings you clarity to your next right step. So that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is through journaling, where you just ask, you know, give me the guidance through this pen. Show me, like, you write it out, you ask what you need, and then you just let your subconscious flow. You just do it, just a stream of consciousness. You just let it flow out and see what comes through you. That's another way to do it. So you can meditate it, or you could write it out, where you're not editing yourself. You ask the question, whatever you need that guidance on. You take that moment, you go inward, and then you just flow. You let it write out. And whatever comes, let it come. Don't edit, don't criticize, don't judge. Just let it flow. It's another way to do it. And that will show you a way to get your manifestation to come in, to come to fruition. The fourth way, and this way I really like doing this, is through scripting. So scripting is when you break out your journal, you break out whatever, and you're not writing about what has happened. You're writing about what is going to happen, but you write it in the present tense as if it is happening. So basically, you are scripting, you are writing, you are creating what you want to manifest in your life. So for example, say right now you are at a job that you absolutely hate, but you really want to start your own business or get a job someplace else. You're not going to write, I hate my job, it sucks, I work so hard, I get paid nothing, blah, blah. You're not going to write that. You're going to write as if you have already gotten a new job. You've already started your business and it's flourishing. So you're going to write, today was such an amazing day. I made so many sales, blah, 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 blah. My products are doing great. You know, I love what I do. I love waking up in the morning. You know, I live my purpose and my passion. My business is thriving. You know, you write it as if it is happening in that moment and you're creating it, and you can get very specific. You know, today was an amazing day. I woke up, I had my coffee, I opened my inbox and there was this new client and it's everything I wanted. The budget is really great. The work is really inspiring. I add value, blah, 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 blah. We're working with this company. We're doing this and that. Get creative. Dream as big as you want to dream. And really script what you want to happen. Do it nightly, do it daily, do it a couple times a week. But do it as if it is in that moment. Script, write it out, write down what you want, write down how you want your life to be, write down the experiences that you want to have. Consciously create your reality. Consciously create your future and your present. Because what you see right now in your reality and your 3D is just residuals from what your past thinking was. So don't think this is it for me. No, this is what you have because that's what you thought. Change the way you think, change your belief system. Change what your assumptions are about yourself and what you're worthy of deserving of. And then that is what will manifest. What you have now is just a byproduct of what you thought before. So don't get discouraged being like, this doesn't work for me. I can't do it because you're not seeing anything. It takes time to shift. You know, you don't have flour and eggs and sugar and everything else. And you're like, and you look at it and you're like, oh, this will never be a cake. That's it. I can't bake this cake. No, you have to put the ingredients in, you have to whip it all up, you have to put it in the oven, you have to give it time to bake, and then it comes out as the cake. Same thing happens with your manifestation. Sure, your manifestations can happen very quickly. Some people get manifestations in 24 hours, in 3 days, in a week, whatever, of course. But give yourself time. If you had a thinking pattern for years, for your whole life, it's going to take time to change that. But know that it is coming and know that you can. I'm not saying it's going to take long. I'm not affirming that for you. But give yourself the time and the grace in case it does. So continue to script, continue to visualize, continue to mind your mindset and all of those things. And then the last one, the last way to manifest anything you want, and I think it's one of the most important ways, is to take inspired action. So we're not just sitting at home writing and visualizing and asking for guidance. We're taking action on the guidance that we receive, and that's why it's inspired. That's why you want to do the mindset work. That's why you want to do the visualization. That's why you want to do the visioning, which is the asking for the guidance. That's why you want to do the scripting. All of that gets you very clear on what it is you want. And when you are clear on what you want, you're able to take action that is in alignment with that vision, with that goal, with that manifestation that you have for yourself. So when you get that intuition, when you get that nudge, take a left instead of that right. Invest in this, don't invest in that. Quit the job, stay at the job, you know, go on the second date, don't go on the second date. Whatever it is, when you get that wisdom, when you get that intuition, when you get that guidance, you then have the discernment to know, I need to listen to this. I need to trust my gut and do it. So it's not just writing and doing all that. Sure, that works too. That's a part of it. But you also have to act. Faith without works is dead, right? So you also have to take inspired action. And by action, I don't mean being busy. I don't mean trying to be productive. I don't mean doing the most. I mean, it's when you hear that little voice and it says, now is the time, or do this, do that. You follow that because that will take you to the easiest, quickest, best way to get your manifestation fulfilled. Take inspired action. You don't have to do anything for your manifestation to come. And by do, I mean force. You don't have to force the circumstances, but you do have to take inspired action when it comes to you. And that's a part of the manifestation process. So those are my top five ways to manifest anything you want. And yeah, if you had an aha moment or if you just want to say hello, don't forget to join me over on Instagram at Candy Washington and give me a little tag, give me a little follow, and I will hit you back. So until next time, be well, take care of yourself and each other. Don't forget to like, rate, review, subscribe to the podcast or to the YouTube channel. And until next time, be well. Bye.
Welcome to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where we explore all things self-love, manifestations, and relationships with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. So be sure to subscribe, share, and join us on Patreon.